welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for October the 18th, 2025, and 25. Yeah, boy, it goes quick, doesn't it? Who knew it'd be this fast? When I was younger, you know, I heard people always say, it's going quickly, and I would think, gosh, seems to be just lagging along here for me. But now, you know, as we get older and we start realizing the gravitas of our life and what we have done to it and our biology moving quickly towards death, it's a very interesting time to be alive in this this process of awakening. I have an email from a lady named Sherry. She does not tell me where she lives. I have no idea who she is, of course. And she asks, what good is good anymore in a world like this? Sherry, I have so many things I'd like to say to you, none of which probably would resonate to you. I'm not going to be able to, you know, alter your opinion. Your opinion of good must not be very good, because doing good in this world is first doing something substantial within ourselves, how we live from within us. Our goodness is a matter of a beautiful thing inside of us, a beautiful compassion and kindness that operates deep within each and every one of us that most of us ignore because we're selfish and basically ignorant, indifferent. You do good not to be good, but to give expression to goodness within you. And when you can give and love and forgive, and this giving is a matter of compassion, when you can establish that deep within you, you've achieved a great deal in your life, more than you would ever imagine. It has to do with the whole idea of what Lao Tzu called in the Tao, a great virtue. So what good is good, you ask? I've had this question asked of me many times in the last 10 years of my life. And if I have to explain it to you, then you'll never, ever achieve goodness. You never will. If it isn't obvious to you what good is and how this goodness can manifest into many different things, then it will never be. If the only thing you can do is resign yourself to what the world resigns itself to, which is hatred, fear, resentment, vengeance, pride, if that's the only thing you can do, which it sounds like it's the only thing you can do in your email, then your good wouldn't be very good at all for any of us. I practice goodness in the face of rejection, in the face of condemnation, in the face of many things in my career and in my life. And I have found that it makes me come out the other end a different person. I start to realize that everything you do, everything I do, everything we do matters. And who it affects, it may not affect the person that you're trying to be kind to, okay? It may not affect the good of the goodness in other people, but it does affect you. And that's what's important. Last summer, and I talked about it in my year-end plea, I had a little boy who came up to me. We were doing the Batmobile at a library for kids, and he came up to me, and he was just enthralled with the car. And he said to me, "Is there really a Batman?" And I looked at him, and I said, "Anytime you feel in your heart any sense of kindness or forgiveness or any sense of compassion, you have become the Batman." He looked at me and he said, I can be the Batman. And I said, yes, you can. Go be the Batman. Well, that I hope that stuck in him for the rest of his life. I don't know. I'll probably never see him again. But I understand. I understand what he wanted because I wanted it too when I was younger. And I never let the despair of the world get in front of me and destroy whatever it was I was doing to let love live me. You have to let love live you. This means overcoming this indulgent sense of pride that we have, that we think protects us from the bad doers or the people who don't do good, let's say, in this world. And that's not the point of it all, at all. If your goodness doesn't make goodness in you, if you have not discovered great goodness within yourself, if your goodness is not, shall we say, prevalent and first in your life, then you've missed your entire life. You've missed the whole thing. And to me, and this is just me, missing my life would be a great tragedy. After all we go through in the course of our daily living, what a tragedy it would be not to be able to understand the nature of our life and the meaning, the significance of it. It is to have virtue. Sherry, goodness is virtue. And so let's say you did something kind for someone over here or over there, and it didn't affect them at all. They were just as, you know, treacherous and cunning as they ever were. But somehow in you, that goodness starts to have its mercy upon your life. That goodness has mercy in your life, and then it starts spreading like a wildfire. This goodness will spread to all sorts of aspects of your life that will bring you the continuity of compassion and caring. I have learned that in my hospice work over the years, that great good isn't to resurrect a person who is leaving their body, but to leave them with one message before they leave. Your goodness mattered. Now, to be honest with you, Sherry, most people don't have much goodness in them. They've allowed that to be removed from them. They become cynical and indifferent to the things that really matter. But if there is an ounce, just a small ounce of goodness in which they did anything in their life, and they can meditate upon it, they can then forgive themselves for realizing that they live knowing not what they do. And just maybe, in their next experience, in their next life, whatever it's going to be, however that's going to unfold, may it bless them. Will it bless them? Absolutely it will. Absolutely. I am not the man that I was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. If you stay at it, if you work at it, if you practice love and forgiveness in the face of all despair and misunderstanding, you will change. You will become a something that you've never known before. And that will be a true blessing in your life. Honestly, it will. So, do some transformational work. What good is good in this world? It still matters. It matters a great deal. And it's the great focus of a lifetime to be able to do a great deal of good without really knowing it. Just being kind, moving in the grocery store or wherever you are in a loving kindness. It matters. I hope that helped you, and I hope it helped our listeners. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, hey? Namaste.